I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. New figures have been released as to the cost of minting our common United States coins. And though the cost has dropped steadily the past few years, it still costs the government almost 2 cents to make a penny. The more they make, the more they lose. I couldn't stay in business long running a deal like that, but then again, I'm not getting any free money from taxpayers either. Let's consider the coins in our pocket for a moment. The number of different coins we use has shrunk over the years. In the past, Americans have used the halfpenny, the 2 cent piece, the 3 cent piece, the 20 cent piece, the gold dollar, and the half eagle and eagle, which were $5 and $10 gold pieces. All of those no longer exist. And even though the half dollar and dollar coin are still available, who uses them? I haven't seen either one for ages. Well, when my clothes dryer went bad and I had to go to the laundromat, the dryers there took dollar coins, so I have used them kind of recently, but outside of laundry, I just haven't seen any. So today we pretty much use just four coins, the penny, nickel, dime, and quarter. And two of those four coins cost more than their face value to make. The dime and the quarter make money for the government. It costs about 3.5 cents to make a dime and 8.5 cents to make a quarter. But the penny and the nickel are not paying their way. The cost to mint a penny is about 1.5 cents, and to make a nickel, 7.5 cents. Now that sounds bad, but the cost of these coins is actually going down. 5 years ago, it cost almost 2.5 cents to make a penny, and a nickel cost a tad over 11 cents to make in 2011. But still, paying more for the coin than you can get for the coin doesn't make a lot of fiscal sense. So the government has been looking for ways to cut the cost. Canada solved their penny problem the easy way. They just eliminated the penny. Prices are simply rounded to the nearest nickel in Canada now. Many people would like to see the United States do the same. Even if we stopped making new pennies immediately, there are still enough of them in the ground that treasure hunters would keep finding them for the next century at least. Well, that is, if the zinc pennies could last 100 years in the ground. I guess that's doubtful, because many of the zinc pennies we dig are pitted or even rotting away already. The oldest zinc penny is just 34 years old, and many of those deteriorated pennies we dig are just a few years old. Anyway, don't look for any changes in the penny, assuming we keep it, because zinc is the cheapest metal we can use, and today's penny is already 97% zinc. There are possibilities for the nickel, though. Plated steel alloys are under consideration for both the nickel and the dime, but not the quarter, because there are already plated steel alloy coins from other countries that are close enough in size to the quarter that they could be used in American vending machines, and that would throw fits into that industry. Those foreign coins are worth less than a quarter, so it would be an advantage to use them as a quarter. There are also foreign steel alloy coins the size of a dime, but they're worth more than the dime, so they wouldn't be used in our machines. Well, except by idiots. So will anything be done about our costly pennies and nickels? Don't hold your breath. The United States Mint is in its 6th year of research now to find alternative metals and alloys to replace our current coins. And the Mint's next report to Congress on alternative metals research won't be presented until almost next Christmas. Thanks for listening, and for more free articles about all things metal detecting and a spiffy ad for my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.